Hey, hello, and welcome to the Feel Strong Fitness Podcast. My name is Justin McClintock, and happy birthday, Feel Strong. As of this recording, Feel Strong is just over 5 years old, and I thought this might be a useful opportunity to take a moment and kind of reflect on that, because certainly when Feel Strong started, I had no reason to believe we would make it to 5 years, and many times along the way, I sincerely doubted whether we would make it to 5 years. 5 years is one of those business landmarks that often gets talked about, especially with small businesses. How many businesses make it to 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, et cetera, et cetera. And the number is not big. The number is not big. It's eerily similar to the number of podcasts that have more than, I think it's more than six episodes. If you look, there are many, many thousands. There might be millions of podcasts. I don't actually know anymore, but some staggering percentage don't make it past episode six. Some staggering percentage of businesses don't make it past year two. It's really, really hard. It's hard to stay motivated. It's hard to keep going. Part of what I think has sustained us is our willingness to pivot. When Feel Strong started, let me take you back. I've told this story in a couple of places, I think. But Feel Strong really started because I didn't know how to solve a tax problem. Truthfully, I had been coaching for years. I had been programming one-on-one for people for years. And I had a couple of clients, my first couple of clients who were outside of the gym I was working in. Up to that point, overwhelmingly, my clientele had come from within the gym at which I was employed. So people who were taking group classes or in the strength program decided they wanted more. I would write programming for them. We would charge it through the gym. The gym would take a cut and take taxes out of my paycheck. I would get paid for that. Great, super cool, grand. I think it was like $75 a month at that point to get programming from Justin. And then I got my first couple of clients who weren't in the gym. They weren't even local. I came to the gym and submitted my clients, said, this is the amount I'm charging. You know, please take taxes. You can, you know, run it through as per normal. And the gym quite reasonably came back and said, we're not going to run this for you unless you're going to give us our percentage, which I think at that time it was 30 or 40%. If you want to give us our 30 or 40%, we will, but we stand to potentially lose money if we put this through your payroll, because we have to pay, all of the workers' comp and everything that comes along with running payroll on top of this. We are not going to run these clients for you. Oh no. Well, what do I do? I know I need to pay taxes on this. I know if someone pays me, I need to submit it, and I don't want to be sneaky. I think paying my taxes is really important. I'm not sure what to do. And the gym owner said, I don't know, man, start an LLC. I remember where I was standing because I walked up the stairs. It's like, okay. And I start Googling how to start an LLC. That's not the best way to do it, by the way. Talk to people, ask your friends. I did it a very expensive way that I don't recommend. However, that truly was the birth of Feel Strong. I went home and applied for a thing and opened an LLC and applied for business insurance and got the Google domain and started setting all that up. And a lot of it happened in 24 hours. I took a little while thinking about the name, but not that long. I'm sure I tried a few other things first. I know I tried other things first and like couldn't get a domain or couldn't get an Instagram that was close enough, things like that. And I really didn't want something that was hard to remember or hard to tell people, right? I didn't want, you know, Justin_fitness_look_feel_perform_better*. That's not a thing I want to be telling people. So going through all those permutations, we came up and we're really happy with Feel Strong. And that's really where the business came from. And it has gone from doing a mostly nutrition work and some movement, mostly with people that we see at least three times a week, to overwhelmingly doing movement, lifestyle, making people feel, move, look, perform better with lots of small things on the outside, including breath work and stress management and some nutrition, doing a lot of work with injury and pain, doing a lot of work with people coming back post-physical therapy, things like that, returning to things they thought they couldn't do anymore, taking back activities they thought might be shut off to them, all of that kind of work, mostly with remote clients. I think like 80% of our clientele is entirely online and not local, so we don't see them face-to-face on a regular basis. And certainly the price has gone up. The service has gotten much, much, much better. We're very proud about the service delivery. We're still trying to refine it, but it has gotten significantly better and significantly more focused. And we've gotten significantly more adept at being able to do it. Part of the way we've done that, referencing earlier, was our willingness to pivot. And part of that pivoting, there is another podcast coming out soon with my friend Ashley Rogers. I don't think it's out yet as of this recording, but she talks about being the main character in your own story and making sure that you feel really compelled by what you're doing. And that was a huge part of Feel Strong, making sure that I feel compelled and I feel aligned with the work I'm doing. Because I've done lots of work I feel neither compelled nor aligned with. I've done plenty of coaching I feel neither compelled nor aligned with. And I've done a really good job at that. I can be a really good coach in lots of different fields and niches. This is true for many coaches. They've tried lots of things. They've learned lots of things. They have a decent breadth of education. They could thrive in all of these different niches. What is it they want to be doing? And we found out overwhelmingly that the people we liked working with were people who had setbacks, people who had struggles, people who had hit plateaus, people who had had injuries, people who found themselves not moving in the direction they wanted to, and were really motivated to move in that direction. They knew they wanted to make progress. They knew they wanted to make change. They were willing to believe that more was possible, that what they had right now wasn't the end of the road, wasn't all they could possibly be. Maybe they didn't know how to get there. Maybe they didn't know what was realistic or what was possible, certainly the path to get there, but they were willing to be open to the belief. They were willing to be open to the possibility that more is possible. And for us, that's enough. If you're motivated, if you're willing to buy in, if you're willing to do the work, be accountable, be communicative, we can probably get some really remarkable work done. Getting to that point from offering $75 CrossFit workouts, basically, sometimes through a Google sheet, we went to True Coach fairly quickly. Back in the day, it was called Fitbot when we started. We were using Fitbot, but before that, we were programming on Google Sheets. That has been a remarkable and incredibly rewarding journey. Certainly not easy. We've had lots of hard times, bad months, serious challenges. As for everybody, the pandemic was a very tough time, and it kind of cut both ways in some ways. Suddenly, there were more people who wanted to be online, but lots of people who weren't used to being online, maybe people who weren't really a good fit to be online clients, but literally didn't have any other option. Going through that certainly was a real challenge, because that the pandemic happened, I think Feel Strong was about a year old, maybe slightly more than a year old when the pandemic happened. So we benefited from having our legs under us a little bit and having systems in place. So when people started showing up and saying, I need an online coach, can we start tomorrow? We knew how to deal with that and how to successfully onboard people, get people going. It certainly wasn't easy, especially with that kind of volume, but we were capable of doing it, as opposed to coaches who suddenly were forced online and had never been there. However, it genuinely wasn't easy, and navigating all of these twists and turns has been as I said, rewarding, but really incredible learning experience. We have learned an enormous amount about ourselves. We've learned a lot about how we like to work. We've learned about how we thrive working, the people we work really well with. We've gotten better and better at referring people out, at spotting people who aren't a good fit. And that's usually the terminology we use, because there are a million reasons why someone might not be a good fit. it might be completely outside of my scope. I've absolutely been on consults and people have been talking about pain or injuries or limitations they have. And it becomes obvious to me that what they need is not online coaching. What they need is a medical professional. Another reason people might not be a fit is it becomes obvious to me that what they need is not online coaching. What they need is in-person coaching, and they aren't local to me, and or we aren't able to work together in person for any other number of reasons. And those are just two reasons why people might not be a good fit. There's also lots of people, as I referenced earlier, who just aren't good online clients. And it's not a personal failing. It's not a character flaw. They just aren't good online clients. It requires a skill set and some sort of traits to be really successful. And if those don't exist, it's going to be a lot harder to be successful. And we don't want to set people up with false expectations. So if we don't think there's a really good chance we're going to be successful, we aren't going to start. What we will do is find someone to refer you to. You shouldn't be here. You're close, but not quite in the right spot. I'm going to find the best in-person coach, online coach who works with the kind of work you want to do, medical professional who's a great fit for the kind of work you want to do and the goals that you're moving toward, right? We don't want to refer to a medical professional who's going to say, oh, you should probably stop squatting and never lift anything more than 5 pounds. That's unlikely to be the right answer for most people. So building that network of people we can confidently refer to because something is outside of our scope, but we know that that person we're referring to is going to treat these folks like human beings who have wants and needs way beyond the initial concern that they're dealing with. Learning that about ourselves has been a thing that has only made the business better. And it may sound weird that getting better at turning business away, at referring people out, has made the business better, but it absolutely has. Because then the people who get in, the people who are clients, are supposed to be there. And they're really aligned. And they're great. And we know when we start working that we have a very high chance of being successful. I think it might be worth talking about this. I've talked about it with a lot of coaches over the past, especially over the past 18 months to 2 years. And it's the way that we approach consults now with potential new clients. We stopped trying to sell people stuff a long time ago. As a new coach, especially when this is your career and this is the thing you pay bills on and this is how you cover your costs and keep the profits and this is how you pay yourself, et cetera, there's a enormous pressure to sell people stuff. And sometimes there's a pressure to sell people lots of stuff or sell people lots of different kinds of stuff. Sell them your program and the affiliate links and the supplements and the merch and so on. And all of that's fine. I have genuinely no problem with people who do any or all of that. I don't find it fun. I don't like doing it. There's very few products in the world that light me up to such a degree that I truly believe everyone should be using it. There are categories of products I feel that way about, right? Yeah, you should be getting enough protein. If getting enough protein isn't easy, you should probably take a protein powder. Here's a couple things to look out for. Here's some warning stuff. You know, don't take them if they present like they've been amino spiked. Don't take them if they have weird proprietary blends. But other than that, I don't really care. The most protein per bang for your buck, if you're really picky about taste, then, you know, maybe an Earth-Fed Muscle or someone who does really tasty things. But it genuinely doesn't matter. Everyone should probably be taking creatine. Any creatine monohydrate that is creatine monohydrate will be fine. Get you, you know, 5 grams-ish a day is going to be great for the average bear. If you're a little bigger, have a little more. If you're a little smaller, have a little less. But yeah, that'll serve you. I couldn't give a crap which brand you support. I genuinely don't know which brand is in my cabinet right now. I couldn't tell you. So all of those other ways of making money, we sort of shut ourselves off to. There is, and just to be transparent, to make sure I'm not seeming shifty or weaselly, we do have merchandise. If you go to the website and there's a link in there somewhere, you can click on merch. There's a bunch of things you can buy. They are made to order, basically drop shipped every 2 weeks. I think I make like 70 cents a shirt or something like that. It is an extraordinarily low number. I'm basically selling them for as low as I can sell them and make sure I don't lose money on it. And it is not a moneymaker. I don't think I've ever withdrawn money from that account. There's like, I know there's not $100 in the t-shirt account. I don't know what it is. That is there exclusively because people asked, hey, I would really like to buy a shirt and do this thing. And that's a very nice thing to say and to do. And I said, okay. Truly, if you want to support Feel Strong, refer people to us. Buying t-shirts doesn't really do it. However, it makes us really happy to see people wearing Feel Strong stuff. I was going somewhere with this. It was the ways to make money in fitness. And there are lots of ways to make money in fitness. Some of those things I described are really popular. Affiliate marketing is really big. Endorsement kind of deals, which is related to affiliate marketing, is really big. Those don't really speak to us. I like my job. I like coaching. I like the work of coaching. And that's what we wanted the business to be. We didn't want the business to be a thing that lets the side hustles do their work. We want the hustle to be the hustle. This is my only job. This is the only thing I do. I exclusively work one-on-one with people solving big problems so they can live independent lives and do things they didn't know they could do. That's it. It is compelling. It is inspiring. It is motivating. Every day when I open up my True Coach and go through client feedback, I am inspired on a daily basis by what people are doing. It isn't always good. It isn't always easy. People have a really hard time sometimes. People have massive setbacks. People have huge struggles well outside of their training. Things in their lives change and go wrong and present enormous challenges that we have to find ways to deal with and make sure that everything else we're doing for them neatly marries to the rest of their lives. If you have, you know, a high volume challenging training program and the stress in the rest of someone's life skyrockets, it is potentially unethical to keep giving them that program, especially if they're a type A personality who will do whatever they're given and make sure that they cross all the T's and dot all the I's. You can't give someone like that a program that's going to tip them over in their capacity. So then we have to have, you know, face-to-face check-in calls with people, which we try and do at least once a cycle, sometimes more than that, depending on people's situation, and make sure that we have a really clear understanding, not just of the training. The training is, at this point, the training is straightforward. We understand it really well. We've gotten really good at analyzing what's happening with people, watching changes, understanding what levers to pull to create certain adaptations. That doesn't mean it's always fast. It certainly doesn't mean it's easy. It isn't simple, but we understand how to do that. Making sure that all of it is truly serving the entire human being and not a set of metrics on paper, that's the really important part. And that requires a much more diverse skill set, including communication and empathy and listening and being able to adjust on the fly and pivot really fast and be creative and come up with new solutions. I was mentioning to another coach the other day that I'm taken aback every week because it is rare that a week goes by that I don't add a new exercise video that I've never used into True Coach. And I've been doing this for a long time. I think I've been a True Coach for 7 or 8 years and I'm still adding new videos in. Because what someone needs, this one person needs a thing that is so specific, that other movement just isn't going to cut it. And or it's not what I mean, right? I don't want to give someone a dumbbell power row if what I mean is a scap retracted isometric dumbbell power row. And I don't really want to have dumbbell power row and then write those directions, those modifications next to the video. That's okay. It'll pass. Overwhelmingly, my clients could do it, but it doesn't light me up. I want to find the right video or shoot the right video So we are constantly adding, we are constantly changing, we are constantly pivoting. And that's something that I find interesting and intriguing. And I think part of the reason this keeps being interesting, because when you really focus on one person, when you're not writing a template to appeal to thousands or tens of thousands or millions of people, when you're not writing something that needs to be kind of the right thing for lots of folks, where you're not writing something to appeal to a genre or a niche or an avatar, when you're writing something that is only for one person and only for that day in that week in this year, it can be so specific. And if it needs to be, it should be. To be clear, this doesn't mean that there are plenty of people who are doing back squats and deadlifts and bench presses and sprints and rowing and things that you might find in any number of workouts. Sometimes that is exactly the right thing. They're beautiful movements. There's a reason they've been around so long. Foundations are foundational. We use them all the time. But you might need a single leg heel elevated wall sit with a, you know, oblique isometric. That might be exactly the right thing for somebody. And it might be because we've been in contact with your physical therapist and they told us that any of this kind of work we could get in would really help you move forward. So we're going to make sure we get that specific with you. Being able to do that kind of work with just one person is awesome. That's why we do what we do. That's why I have shut down every business guru. Everyone tells me this is the wrong way to run a business. Overwhelmingly. Don't do it this way. You should have a big template and have a Facebook group. And this is how you scale. And this is how you grow. And why would you do it this way? And when I explain to them, they say, okay, yeah, but how are you going to grow? How are you going to bigger? Okay, I understand. I understand, Justin. I understand. So you're going to hire a bunch of coaches, right? The plan is to keep growing. And you're going to hire like three or four more Justins. I say, yeah, probably not. I mean, there's, and it's not because Justins don't exist. Let's be real clear. We're cool, but we're not special in that way. There are lots of people who could do great work doing the kind of work we do. If and when we do that, now I am coaching people. I'm also managing coaches, and I'm also mentoring coaches, and I'm also overseeing coaches. And I do find that kind of work really interesting. And I do find that kind of work pretty inspiring. I don't think it's what I want Feel Strong to be, at least not now. I like this version where we just serve one person. You're sitting down and programming and the whole world goes away. And I'm just thinking about that one person, picturing them in the space where they work out with the equipment they have access to, imagining the time they have, the day they've had, how they're feeling, what they need, what happened last week, what they're looking forward to next week. What is the right thing to give them right now? It's probably a progression of something we've been working on. It might be something completely new. It might be something we haven't done for a very long time. But what's exactly the right thing to make sure that person gets where they want to go in a way that feels really good and they feel completely supported in a way they weren't even sure was possible before? That's why we do it. And we've been doing it for as Feel Strong for just over 5 years, which is pretty cool. I think we'll wrap it up there. I have more to say, but I could sort of ramble on about this all day long. I appreciate you listening. If this has been interesting, or if you have any questions about Feel Strong, please reach out. I love clearing things up. I love it when people reach out about the podcast. Questions, corrections, misunderstandings, all of that stuff is usually useful and only helps me make this thing better. I appreciate your time, your effort, and your energy. I'm Justin McClintock. Feel Strong. Thank you so much for listening to the Feel Strong Fitness Podcast. Please subscribe and leave a 5-star rating if you have the time. That makes a really big difference. If you have questions, you want details, DM us on Instagram at FeelStrongFit. There's more information on the website at feelstrong.me. We value effectiveness, individualization, and empathy. See what it's like to have an expert in the field really listen, hear what you need, and build you the perfect program to get you where you want to go. Today is the perfect time to get started. Reach out.